Welcome to the Fantasy Hockey Pros Podcast.
You know, guys, there's been a really strong call, I guess, to get rid of daylight savings time in North America. But there's actually one person on this show that has already done it without it. So happy to introduce first Brian DuPont. He does not do the daylight savings time thing. He's going to be an hour late for work all week. Actually, for, I guess, what, six
his,
months?
His lineups come playoff time are going to be, like, not set.
Yeah,
I'll acclimate by tomorrow, but yeah, I guess you guys were asleep when I sent that message. It was a late night, and I don't believe in this daylight savings garbage nonsense.
Well, I even told the guys in the group chat, I'm like, maybe he means like just like, oh yeah, the old 10:30, like meaning like still no, understood that
10:30. I don't know how you guys would misconstrue it. I said 10:30 as in when you look at your clock on
your
phone.
Well, that's what we thought Mike was saying.
I know exactly what you meant, Brett, and you were playing dumb. Why would we go by the old time?
No, I didn't. Why? I said, yeah, so 10:30, as in when you look at your watch, like I'm looking at my laptop right now.
It but says Mike 10:30. Said 9:30. That's what we I all agreed, and then you come over the top okay, with the 10:30.
It's 2023. Tell me what your iPhone says right now.
He's my saying iPhone says he just 10:50. Wanted it to be 10:30.
I just wanted it to be 10:30, as in...
What's ridiculous about this is that he waited for all of us to be asleep. He's on his,
I think if I'm not mistaken,
middle of the night
bender. He sent it at 1:15 a.m., which is...
Yeah, none of you are awake at that time?
Which is technically 2:15.
Oh, here we go. Now we're getting technical.
I had just gone to bed, personally, so I didn't look at my phone. I was up, but I had just gone to bed.
Well, Mike was probably asleep right after the Leafs game because he leads an interesting life.
I went to bed right around 1.
Okay. And what were you like? Come on, man. You got to give me something here.
Dude, I have my brother, sister-in-law, and 3 nephews staying in my little condo right now.
What's going on over there. Okay.
So it's
yeah, I try.
It's hectic to say the least, and like I don't really have much of a social life right now, so.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. Well, we're here now.
Family's tied up your social life for a little
hey,
while
no,
now.
Hey, no, I'm not complaining. I love
the,
it.
The Florida girls are really hitting their head against the wall saying, Ant's not available.
No, yeah. All he's doing is he's just teasing them, right? He's giving them a reprieve, letting them soak in it and be like, oh, just hurting for it even more when he gets back.
You know, I was actually talking to a girl like just online earlier this week. It took me maybe 2 days to realize... Absolute catfish.
Like, oh,
come on.
Really?
1000% catfish.
What happened? Or like, how do you know, I should say?
Oh, you gotta pay attention. You know how it is, Brian, when you're like doing the whole online thing. You gotta pay attention to certain things. Like she sent me a few pictures and I was like, I can tell these are from different times. You know, that hair color is a little bit different or like the, the nail polish or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I started sniffing that out and, whatever, long story short, is when I asked her to meet, I got the whole, like, excuse here, excuse there, and I just shut it down.
Mm-hmm. Attaboy. I was going to say, so you're getting soft because you haven't been going out much, so it's harder to detect those things. But you're still
the radar
sharp.
The radar's still working.
The radar's sharp. The radar's sharp.
The gaydar.
Hey, that reminds me of something, actually. So, good friend of the show, Spencer, gave me a little... It was a little hot fantasy hockey goss.
No.
And I know it's very
say,
surprising.
Really hot.
How do you have fantasy? How do you have fantasy hockey gossip,
hot
right?
One.
Hot one.
Yeah, but... hot goss.
this is going to go downhill pretty quickly. I can guarantee you.
It's already downhill. It started at the bottom.
Now we're here.
Okay, so well, here's how I'll tell you this. So, in his pool, the guy who has had McDavid over the past couple years torching the league, right? Just torching the league. And he had to trade McDavid because his contract was up, right? So 3 offers were on the table. This has all gone public in their league, obviously. 3 offers on the table. You guys decide which offer you think is the best. All offer right. 1, Jack Hughes and Verhaeghe. Offer 2, MacKinnon, Hedman, and Natchez. and offer three Marner, Sorokin, Patty Kane.
Ooh, I like option. Ooh.
Option one, it should be, that guy should be thrown off the cliff.
Right.
Hold on.
That was in there, Hughes and Verhage, the first one?
But, yeah, however, yeah. What are you doing?
Why is that even
I think you're getting the best player in that deal in return. I think Hughes would be the best player.
Jeez, you're however, going somewhere
between
with
Marner.
McKinnon?
Going
McKinnon,
forward, yes.
You think you'd he's better than Marner?
Hughes next year.
For 1 year, McKinnon. No. But like if you're, this is probably what, a 3-4-5 year contract type thing?
Well, I don't have the details. I believe it's like ours and it's at the two keep.
Okay, then keep? Yeah, it doesn't
yeah,
matter.
Yeah, okay, I guess. I was thinking is.
You don't need to overanalyze it, Joe. It's a garbage trade offer. Throw it out.
I love you, so that's dead. Why. Because I think
what,
he's.
What was option two, Mike?
McKinnon, Hedman, and Natchez. Ooh.
I don't mind. You get a top
keeper,
top five top defenseman, five a top five player,
option
and,
three wins.
And a solid.
Option three wins.
I think having an elite goalie and elite
that's
forward.
Where I was going to go with it.
And then who was the third? A Kane. Also, that's a guy you're not going to keep anyways. I think that's the deal.
I think you're going option three.
Okay.
As well.
Okay, so
depending on what kind of goalies he has too.
Okay, so what happened here? I said the same thing. I said option three. What happened here was the guy went with option one.
No.
Okay. League made a big stink. Spencer, a few other guys made a big stink about this because like that's the most bullshit offer. So the guy, the Hughes owner, threw in Aho. His contract was expiring. He's like, okay, I'll throw in Aho too, right? But where the kicker in all of this is that this guy who has owned McDavid is known, is in the league because of the guy he traded with
so
for Jack Hughes.
So collusion is what
right.
You're saying.
Absolute collusion. Absolute bullshit. Now, this guy who's torching the league that made the trade, all the other guys in the league don't know who he is.
Ooh.
He's only friends with the guy. So Spencer, and I guess a couple other guys, think this guy's twice? In the league on two different accounts.
Wow.
And he traded himself McDavid.
McDavid.
God.
Wow. Guys, it gets even better.
Hold on.
So this guy.
Before you go anywhere, if this is true and he's two different accounts, this is genius.
That's
genius.
I want him in my
league. That's genius. Forget.
Bring him and his three teams in my league.
I think we got a bit of a catfish situation. So, guys, it gets even better. This guy doesn't have social media, okay?
Oh, yeah.
They only communicate with him through Facebook Messenger. And on Facebook Messenger, his only friends are the buddy that's in the league that he made the trade with and the guy's family, the buddy's family.
Oh, my God.
How old is this guy?
Same birthday
how
on Facebook.
How old is this guy?
The Brian Colangelo burner
situation. He's 40 or 50. Maybe I can understand it. But even then.
I'm assuming he's around Spencer's age, so probably late 20s, mid-20s.
This is a slam dunk. He's Kevin Durant with
Colangelo.
He's got two
his
accounts.
His wife is on the other end.
Colangelo, yeah, he's actually the GM. Yeah, this
is 100%. He is paying two buy-ins, correct? So.
But this is.
Is there a rule in the fine print of any of these leagues where you can't actually be in it twice
with the same email address?
Yeah, man. Right, because of shit like that, the guy traded himself with David, and he
can you register for a pool with the same login info that you would do, like that's a serious, like if, like for example, in our pool, can we with our same login, can we make two teams?
No, you would need another.
Another email, account. Right, or another account.
Yeah,
right.
That is a
that's
so fantasy.
That's
incredible.
That's incredible.
That's genius.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So now Spencer's like, okay, next year, in person draft. Or like at least on Zoom so we could see everybody.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
this guy's, sure you know, this guy's making an excuse that he can't make it. Yeah. But he's, I can do it online or something. Well, the other thing is, why don't they just start a WhatsApp group? You cannot say, I don't have WhatsApp. Everyone and their mother has a WhatsApp because it just runs off your phone number.
Yeah.
So say we're starting a WhatsApp chat with everyone in the pool. And that would be the truth. Because what is this guy going to actually use two separate phone, like cell phones? Like that's.
He's doing it through right now. Yeah, right now he's doing it through two separate like Facebook That's Messenger incredible, accounts, man. Which I guess is this pretty is, easy.
Yeah, 100%. That's collusion. I don't think there's any doubt. But I gotta tell you, that's ingenious. So, props to him, I guess.
Yeah, I love that. All right, so since we're all sharing catfish stories, Joe, you're up next.
Yeah, not going there. That was years ago, and I'm not going there.
We might need a whole episode for that one.
You know what, man? I will say, like, I didn't really get into it, but they are, like, there are some serious, like, good catfishes out there. Like, they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm telling you, I know this girl was a catfish. I even called her, too, and I started suspecting it. I just called her. I'm like, let's see what happens. She answered and everything. Like, spoke to her. The voice matched the pictures, but I know it was a catfish. Like, now, after, I know it was.
At this time, if you don't send pictures or FaceTime, then, like, FaceTime is the key. Like, if you don't ever FaceTime with someone, it's just, like, back then we didn't have that.
No.
I said straight up, Brian, listen to this. I said straight up, I'm like, I don't believe you are who you say you are, so prove it to me. I said, send me a video saying my name. And she wouldn't do it. That's when I shut it down.
But I don't understand. I mean, we're not sick in the head.
What do you get out of it?
Never going to meet up with this person. This person's not asking you for money or anything like that. It's just like leading a chat.
Maybe like, it's I don't like understand. The whole
they might go to money. Like that might
well, eventually that might down be, the road build maybe, up. But like I don't understand what the like
maybe just getting
is
off.
It a, like, is it a woman that's just very unattractive that just can't do anything so she just keeps catfishing? Or is it a dude using ChatGPT woman voice in a phone call?
No, like, I think it's the first option.
Just an unattractive my 600-pound life woman?
Yeah, and they want to feel like they're in a, they're with someone, and it's just...
Yeah, but you know what? They're
and slash listen, get off on...
For every gross, disgusting female out there, there is... twice as many gross and disgusting males. You'll find someone.
Someone's for everyone.
There, you'll find. There's probably a dating app where it's like minimum requirement 450 pounds. You got to be on it. Get on that.
Have you ever watched that show, that MTV's Catfish show? Like back in the day, I don't think they still do it.
I think they still do. They might still do it, but no, I didn't. I've never seen it. We've never seen.
I've seen it before. Yeah, it's crazy.
I've heard about it.
No, because the catfish always ends up being someone that just like isn't usually. Ends up being someone that like, just isn't confident in themselves at all. And, like, is just really nervous and doesn't think the person will like them, so they pretend to be someone else or, like, a friend of theirs or some shit like that. That's usually...
The best is, I think... I don't know if it was that show or if it was one of those, like, Life Network shows where someone used a private eye to find out what was going on. And they found out this woman was catfishing this dude. Like I said, the dude wasn't anything very pleasing on the eyes, but he was getting catfished by this woman. And she wasn't, like... largely overweight, but she was a little bigger, but again, just kind of like what you said, Anth, like not someone who's really not the most attractive, but also just never really talked to people, not really. Yeah. And the best part, it drove me nuts, because at the end, when this guy finds out, they go to this chick's house without her knowing that this is happening, and he shows up with like the private eye, and she's just like in shock, right? And the guy is also just like in shock. And then she has the gall to be, cry and be upset and play the victim. Like, what? You're the fucking problem. Like, what's wrong with you? You know what I mean?
It's like that show Cheaters back in the day. Like,
Well, it's actually like, I don't know if you guys watched it. It came out a little while ago on Netflix. The Manti Te'o doc.
No, I've been wanting to watch it, but I just.
Dude, it's only three episodes and it's really good. Just to go by quickly, he was, I mean, everyone knows who Manti Te'o was, right? Yeah. So, absolute stud at Notre Dame, whatever, got drafted, ended up playing, I think, parts of like 7-8 seasons in the NFL. But the whole thing with this girl, it was a dude.
Yeah.
And it was this Hawaiian dude or something like that. And this dude who apparently is now an actual full transitioned, you know, one of those people. And because in the doc, she's now 500 pounds and a woman, but the doc really does a great job of making her the victim. And it drove me nuts the whole time because I'm like, you literally ruined a guy's life. And you had multiple, even in the show, there was multiple times, she said there was multiple times where I could have ended it, but I just couldn't let go. And I just went deeper and then I made an even bigger lie and everything. And it drove me nuts. I couldn't, it was bad, but it's a good documentary.
I'm not familiar with like the whole story. He was catfished by this dude.
He was catfished like, by a time. He was catfished by a guy, yeah, but that he actually knew, not like really well, but sort of knew, and really like he actually knew.
I didn't know he knew the guy.
He knew of the person, but he didn't obviously know that was who.
Didn't like she like the imaginary person like die or some shit?
She played it off that she was in an accident in California or something. The thing is, you could sort of start to see when he started thinking things were, because he always would like, okay, I'll come out to see you in California, I'll do that. And she would always make up an excuse like, no, can't, I don't want you to see me like this, and all like all this stuff, right? So he started to clue in a little bit, but he still kind of went along with it until like whatever, you know what I mean? And then he made this big thing out there saying, you know, girlfriend died. So he kind of used it a little bit into his favor, and then it kind of blew up in his face too. It was a big thing. It's a good show, but it shows you like the most extreme version of a catfish, you know what I mean, when it goes really far.
They can linger sometimes, man,
you know. Let's tie this all back to hockey. You know who catfished everybody last Sunday night? That was our first fantasy player of the night, just Barry Kotkaniemi.
Yeah, that was a one off. Yeah,
5 points.
Yeah, he was pretending to be aho that night.
Well, it was only because he was.
Yeah, he was.
Was that the game that he was in Montreal that he scored the winner in the shootout?
No, that was this game in particular. Ooh. Was a that's when all the memes came out about.
Oh, when the Wikipedia changed, right? Yeah. Did you see that? Somebody, a Carolina Hurricanes fan, or somebody changed the Wikipedia page of Tampa Bay, the Lightning, said Tampa Bay is a professional ice hockey team that plays out of, I think it's St. Petersburg, or whatever. Occasionally, we'll take a vacation down to Raleigh, North Carolina. Like, where they basically just was like, yeah, they get they got dusted.
Yeah. Kotkaniemi, this guy's burned me 2 years in a row now. I've given him a shot as the second line center in Carolina. He's just not there. He's not a great fantasy player yet. 30 points in 64 games. Not for me. Speaking of the points, man, Yahoo, I don't know. If some rep from Yahoo is listening, sort your shit out. This morning, I'm trying to get ready for the pod. The points aren't updated. They don't have the career stats page on. Like, I don't know what's going on. Figure it out.
That's
pissed me off. Career stats.
Well, yesterday took a while on that Nashville LA game to update, like live. Like, the game was over and it said end of third. Like, on the. And for the longest time after the game started, it didn't even say first period. It just said game time at 10:30, like at 11:30. Like, it was just, that one was a weird one. Like,
don't know what's going on over there. So, the career stats page, we need that back.
It could be, though, because I know, like, just from at our place, there was, at TSN, they, like, a lot of their stuff is automated. So the automated maybe server was down, and it's not controlled by them, depending on how they have it set up. But
maybe, but the career stats hasn't been up for, like, 2-3 weeks now. Yeah,
that I don't know. But I'm just talking about from like the live game kind of standpoint.
I guess moving along, another catfish. Alex Stalock had 35 saves in a shutout. He's actually that was brutal for Ottawa. They lose 5-0 to Chicago. Chicago's been winning games lately somehow.
Chicago almost had another shutout against, I think Mrazek had one almost 2 nights ago, and then they were against Florida, I think. And then the third period, just they busted.
Yeah.
I picked them up in a miracle in one of my other pools, and I was like, oh, I'm going places, but then crash.
Yeah. Then we had Markstrom, 40 save shutout the next night, 1-0 shutout win over Minnesota. The under in that game was guaranteed because you had Gustafson on one end. But Markstrom's actually had not had a great year. So it was a nice little spot for him, putting up a shutout.
Yeah, he has been better the last couple of weeks, though. Like, he's been much better than the bar was pretty low with the first 50 games. But he has actually been pretty decent lately.
Back to Chicago for a sec. Have you guys seen how bad their lineup is right now?
It's disgusting.
It is absolutely.
They have like legit one NHLer in there, and that's what, Seth Jones and maybe a second in Anthony Seau.
Like, your first line center is Philip Kurashev. The second line center is a guy I've never heard of. Cole Gutman.
Oh, Cole Gutman I've heard of just because I've one of the pods I listen to. No, one of the pods I listened to. Shut up. I think it was Sarah Valley's pod.
Here comes Joe.
He talked about him.
Yeah, he went to this university and he...
No, I don't know where he went and whatever, but they actually talked about him. So I knew the name, but I don't know anything about him. He's a college... I think he's on UFA a signing, whatever. Anyways, continue.
Yeah, further than that, I mean, in Yahoo, you have Seth Jones, who's 65% owned. Then you have Taze, who's 7% owned, and everybody else on Chicago is under, like 3% or under. That's insane.
That's crazy, man.
It's a tough one. They went all in with tanking for
Bedard. They're all in on getting Bedard, and they're actually winning some games right now, like way more than they should be. So,
this reminds me of the Leafs when the old Martin Gerber year. When they were gonna tank, they were like brutal, and then Gerber went on a run, and you're like, "What are you doing?"
But this this love for Bedard is through the roof, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Like they talked about it. I'm gonna bring this up a couple times because there was another situation where they brought it up. But on Overdrive this week, they brought up the fact that if the NHL started from scratch, would Connor Bedard be a top five pick?
If the NHL started from scratch. Oh,
that's a good question. Yeah, started from scratch.
Like a full redraft. Like 32 teams. Full redraft.
Current age and
this
everything.
This is the NHL 23 on PlayStation. You do fantasy draft.
Like, would Connor Bedard be a top five pick? And like some people said yes, some people said no. I think O said yes and the rest of them said no.
It's a good question because if you rattle off the top like three, four guys in the league, right? Like, who do you got?
McDavid, number one.
Dreisaitl.
McDavid, Dreisaitl, Matthews, for sure. You could probably put McKinnon maybe just as age.
So then you'd be taking Bedard ahead of every single other guy that's not named one of those four. Right?
Yeah, I don't see that.
No. Well, would you take Hart? You're taking Bedard over Matthews. That's what you're saying, right? You know what I mean? So no, there you go.
No, we included Matthews. It's more like Marner, the Kuchs,
every goalie.
How about this?
I'm taking
Vasilevskiy. Not because he's 29, but I'm taking
what about Makar? Like I'm taking you know what I mean?
Sorokin or something over him because that's an elite goalie for the next 10 years.
Yeah, I think you take what you know. Over what you do.
But there is a line once you get down to it where you're like, take a chance, you know?
Because he could be great, but like, is he going to be McDavid type? I don't think so. He's going to be what? I think he could be like a Marner, Kane.
He could be, but he is the best junior player since McDavid. It's hands down. Like, this guy is... The league is, he's playing adult safe hockey league right now. He's just, every game is 5 points.
Now, mind you, in every keeper pool for a draft next year, he should go number one, without a doubt.
What I was just going to say is what we're doing here is basically saying if it was year one of a keeper pool, where are you drafting Bedard? Right.
Exactly. That is, that's a great way of putting it.
And... Yeah, does he go fifth or does he go?
That's interesting.
He might go to I say top 10 is more realistic, but I don't see him top five.
No, because also it's 3 years, right? So it's like you can get a guy that's going to be an absolute stud.
Oh, I see where you're going, Ed.
Do you guys think we should just toy with the idea of setting a date right now, 2 years from the beginning of next season, say? Full redraft.
But how do we determine the order?
In our pool?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I mean, you know what, Eth? It's not bad because we always hear the best players have just grabbed all the talent in the league.
Yeah.
Like the top guys have the best keepers.
No, but that's only a few people in our pool. And to be fair, make a legit offer. Like, me and you almost had a legit deal for one of the top guys.
Almost.
No, I'm not going to bring it up again, but whatever. We almost had one. Like, you agreed to it.
We backed out like a bitch.
But we say. It just didn't go through.
I think yeah. I think the I think
I'm
the,
over it. I'm not. I'm over it.
Yeah, I ended up with Shesterkin anyway.
Yeah, I know. And I ended up with Ottinger.
So. How you determine the draft? It can't be like that season's performance dictates the thing, because you're just going to have everyone doing the same, like, you know, tanking, not really caring. It might have to be a random and like, hey, if yeah. one of you guys get top three, when you guys get top three, right? I don't know. I don't know. You'd have to do something.
If it's yeah, random, exactly. I'm preparing
my worst.
It would have to be random.
I'm preparing to be the worst.
It would have to be random. We would have to go. We would have to not next season.
And snake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snake for sure.
But hold on. Like, we would have to go into next season saying no trading draft mm-hmm. picks this season, mm-hmm. right? Because we already have traded draft picks and all that next year. So we would say no trading draft picks this year, because next year is a fully random order snake draft with every guy back in the league. That would be the way to do it.
That kind of screws everyone that made trades leading up to
yeah,
it.
So then you would, then like you could say 2 years.
Keepers, you know what
then
I mean?
You could say 2 years.
But yeah, like when yeah, everyone, like I would most be, of the keepers I wouldn't, are up again.
At this point, I wouldn't really want it, because like I like my keepers. I feel pretty good about my team. So like I don't really want to give them up. But that's an interesting.
And this is just not for our pool specifically. It's something to think about for
yeah. other pools. It's not changing your league in redraft. It's just maybe every 8 years in your pool, or every 5 years in your or something, 10 years. You just do, you know what, clean slate,
10 years, whatever.
Refresh, and then it's you start over again. You know what I mean? Keep it interesting.
Yeah. I would even argue that since we get so much flack about winning all the time, Eth, we don't do it random, and me and you are at the end of the draft.
That's the best players are at the end.
Well, you also it's also a snake, so like you still end up getting stuck, right? So it doesn't really
true.
Doesn't really do anything.
True.
Or we just say you 16 can snake. Me and Mike will be 17 and 18.
We don't need to do that
every round.
We're okay.
All right, let's keep going here. Next, we had Jonathan Tanner Miller. He had 2 goals, including a shorty, an OT win over Anaheim. He had the game winner as well.
I think it was 2 shorties. I think 2 short-handed points that night.
Yeah, Miller is just on this short-handed tear.
Well, I know when he won that Fantasy Player of the Night, he had, I believe, 6 of his last 9 points were shorties. And he added one, I think, Saturday night.
Yeah.
Against who did they play? I don't even know off the top of my
yeah.
head. But he just, over half of his points this week have been.
It's amazing.
Shorties.
That's insane.
Week and a half.
That's insane.
Yeah. 60 points in 64 games for Miller. 137 hits. 7 shorthanded points on the year. Like Joe said, I think they've all happened in the past Tanner? Week or two.
Dual eligibility. If He's he awesome. Gets moved this summer. Whoo, yeah.
Love him.
If he gets moved, I'm going to be in a pickle. I'll yeah. just put it that way, going back to my pool.
Yeah. Next we had Piotr Kochetkov. Got called up with the Ranta being hurt. Had a 19-save shutout. 1-0 win over Philly. We talked about this guy a lot earlier in the year before he got sent down.
And when we had our keeper lists for yeah. goaltenders.
Oh, yeah,
then.
Definitely. He's going to factor into that crease next year for Carolina. And could be a, I mean, it still is a risk, like depending on how high he goes in drafts, right? But
the good thing is going forward in the offseason with him is you'll know the Canes set up in net prior to having to select your keepers.
Yes.
So that's the only, that's the great thing that you can have, because. And a lot of teams, and that's why we stress this, and I think we stress this at the beginning of the year when you do your league settings. Like, in our pool, we have an NA spot on our roster, because if someone goes down to the minors, and this is a perfect scenario, if you have him on your team and he got sent down, you could still have him on your roster without taking up a roster spot. Whereas if you had no NA spot yeah. and you just had IR plus, he would be taking up a roster spot and you would have to drop him most likely. And it's just, it's so awful to do that because he's going to be up and down.
Yeah, no, he's going to be somebody to look out for next year. We get a lot of questions like, hey, who do I keep from this list? And I always like, we don't need to make this decision now. Why are you asking this?
Yeah. I think they're asking to set up like trades, like if they had to or whatnot. Yeah. But like you always wait to see what that team does in the summer. Like like going back to Miller, if he gets traded to Pittsburgh, his keeper value goes up huge.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Next we had Brandon Montour. Great year. A goal and an assist. He had the OT winner, 4-3 win over Chicago. 55 points in 65 games. Eth, you know all about Montour. This guy's it's breakout season.
Yeah, I think he's one of the guys that's just vaulted me to the top of the league this year. He's because he was one of those late picks that I put some faith in, and man, he's here. He's here to stay now. You got to think that
you drafted him, right?
I did.
You didn't pick him up off waivers, right?
I don't remember what round. It might have been like the 10th or something. But man, what a pick! What a pick for me.
Let me ask you something. I know that was a huge pick. Are you not kicking yourself? Because I don't know I can't remember your keeper situation. But with Tage last year.
What happened with Tage last
year? Had him, remind me. You had him last year? I think you had him last year and he went back into the draft. You didn't keep him.
Possibly. I'd have to look into that.
You might because be I was going to say, are you kicking yourself? Like, is that something, or is it just like a one-off year where you're like, he might not do it again? I can't remember your keeper situation.
I got to check.
And who you kept over him.
I got to check that. I have had some mishaps with these guys in the past. Remind me who it was, Mike. There was a guy that I drafted. This is a few years ago. I drafted him. He did like not. He had like one assist in his first 7 games. I dropped him. He got picked up, and he ended up being a keeper.
Johnny Gaudreau.
I think it was Johnny Gaudreau, yeah. And I think that was during his 99-point year, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that was a tough one. That was a tough one.
Did he have, like, a ton of points?
It was, like, 7 games of nothing. Then they scratched him.
Then that's when I said, I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah. You cut bait. Yeah.
He came back, and he became a keeper for, I believe, Pete.
Someone, yeah.
Yeah, that was a rough one.
Yeah. And yet you're still going to win the league. So it doesn't really matter. then we had Johnny Tavares, 2 goals, 1 assist, 7-4 win over Edmonton on Saturday night. Tavares is having a great year, 65 points in 64 games. He hit the 30 goal mark for the first time since 1819, I believe. Second time as a Leaf. Turning back the clock a little bit this year. He's only 32 years old. I mean,
that game was bonkers.
Yeah.
Like the ups and downs, that game was absolute bonkers. That was a great game.
Didn't get to see it.
We've been over this.
I watched the highlights though.
I think everyone on Twitter, if you just type in hashtag blackout with no context,
I don't think it was that situation.
It'd probably be 95% on NHL's blacking out games, and the other 5% is videos of me on the streets.
Idiot.
All right.
Quickly, Mike, before you, because I want to touch on something with that Oiler game. Like, okay, so obviously McDavid's doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
And I said I was going to reference Overdrive again. They brought up on the show if McDavid should be given the Gretzky label when it comes to fantasy pools and not be allowed to be picked anymore. Because back in the day when they did fantasy hockey, Gretzky was not allowed to be drafted. His dad, right?
Bill, saying how like they were never allowed to draft him.
Yeah. He was never drafted, and that's how it came up. Because what he's doing now, like what Gretzky did back then, it's kind of equivalent now. Like where he's outpointing guys by almost 40, 30, whatever he is now.
He's gonna finish with 45 more points than the next guy.
He's probably outscoring guys by like 10 or more now, like this season anyways. Like if this continues, does he become Gretzky labeled and be like, he should not be allowed?
That's wild.
Get him out.
You know what? It's wild that we're having a conversation. We're actually seeing a player like this. You know what I mean?
That's what I mean. Yeah. And that's why I wanted to bring it up because
I don't think
in full out points league, sure, like I can understand it because like over the whole season, if you have him, you're kind of just like head to head. That's why I think head to head pools are a little more competitive because he can have an off week here.
Put it this way: if you're going up against the guy who has McDavid, your goalies better be pretty good because you ain't winning any player categories.
Look at the catfish league we were talking about earlier, man. That guy's won two years in a row because of McDavid. But he only has.
And he's going to continue to win because he just traded it to himself.
Well, he's going to keep winning.
Well, who has McDavid in our pool?
Catfish league, I love that.
Pete's not winning.
He's skyrocketing.
Yeah, well, he's second.
Give it next.
He's not beat.
And if I continue to finish, I think our playoffs is what? I'm playing either you, Anth, or Pete.
You're in seventh, so. Right, Joe?
Yeah,
yeah. I'm in eighth, and I'm beating Lipa at like 9-4 right now. So
yeah, I know you're going to be like one or you're going to be I think three points back of me.
One of us is playing Anth the final week,
and I play this. And I play Anth next week.
I don't know. I don't really want to play against McDavid.
Yeah, but Joe, I'm resting my guys next week because it's not going to matter for me.
I've also set up my playoff matchups. Since the last 2 weeks, so
Joe.
You're good. You're in that three hole, or you're in the four hole. Never mind, because the division winners get the top three spot.
Back to your point, and so you get to stop stroking themselves off.
Yeah.
I know. I think it's an interesting conversation. I think you'd say no, but if he does the same thing next year, I'm for it. Ban him. You can't pick him.
Nah, man. I think
he only has 27 points more than Dreisaitl.
Do you realize putting the word "only" in front of that when you're do you realize that's how wild that is, right? Like, come on.
I think he
on the same freaking team.
Hold on. I think he needs that to have.
Can you imagine if they're on different teams?
If he goes 150 back to back years, he can't. He's done.
No, I think he needs 25 to 30 points more to be able to put him in that category where like you can't have this guy.
Yeah, like, but I'm saying if he goes 150, one back to back.
Yeah, but you're still gonna have guys that have like 120, right? Like you're still gonna have your Kucherovs and Tkachuk that will be like between 110, 115, 120 already.
Yeah, but okay, so for example, back in the day, I think Gretzky was outpointing guys I think by 70 points.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
And like 30 goals. Like that's not gonna happen. What's the equivalent this year?
What's the equivalent
would
in
you
today's
cut
time?
That in half?
Yeah. Because the thing is,
like,
there also was
a 35 and 15.
There was also a lot
He's
more
on
guys.
Sort of that pace.
There was also a lot more guys back then scoring a lot more too, right? Whereas, you know, you had paperweights in net, so it's guys were routinely scoring 50, and you're just like, this guy scored 50. So, like, you know, it's like maybe not Pierre Engvall scoring 50 level back in the 80s, but you know, Engvall probably would have scored 30 back in the day. You know what I mean? So.
Pierre Engvall, baby.
Ants boy.
Goal this week.
Trade bump.
Okay, so listen to this, guys. Gretzky's career year, which was 215 points in 80 games.
Yeah.
He had 52 goals, 163 assists. Oh, my God, 163.
Crazy, he only had 52 goals, actually.
Yeah, he didn't win the
Rock. He just got bored of scoring. He's like, I'll just get the apples
just
going.
Just take that in, 163 assists.
Yeah.
He had more assists than anyone had points
actually,
in the league.
Actually, guys.
McDavid has 72 assists, and he's outpointing guys like he has more assists than guys have points. He has more assists than Zibanejad has points. Malkin has points.
And if you go from 72 to 80 points, he's in a class with so many other players too. Just
you can even
assists.
Include Matthews in that. Yeah. Like Matthews has he has more assists than Matthews has points.
Yeah, well, okay, so Matthews that season
shadow right now, but
that season five guys scored more goals than Gretzky. Curry won the Rocket with 68 goals in 78 games. Anyway, points though. Second place that season was Lemieux with 141. So Gretzky had, 74.
Eight.
74 more points than second place.
Yeah, we're not getting close to that.
If I'm not mistaken, I think 79 is the highest margin.
In today's game.
I think 30, you cut it in
35,
half
40.
In today's
I
game.
That's, if you have a good guy who routinely scores 35 to 40 more points than everyone else in the league, that's a cheat code. That guy shouldn't be allowed to be in the league. You're not winning by being a great fantasy manager. You're just winning by having the best player.
But when you guys say in today's game, we're comparing apples to oranges. At the end of the day, the points were that time and the points were this time. 70-point gap then is a 70-point gap now. It's not 40.
No, it's not. Yeah, because when you're comparing...
We're talking about fantasy.
Yeah, because when you're saying today's game, it doesn't change fantasy. Points are points, right? Like you're just talking about the on ice, like what he's doing on ice and how that's equivalent to being, him being Gretzky. But in fantasy, he's not Gretzky.
Right. But I think my point is too is you had more players scoring a lot more back then.
Back
you
the did. Day.
That's the point.
Than you do now. So that would be my argument.
You had maybe like for example you had 10 guys scoring 120 plus, whereas now you're getting
two.
Yeah,
exactly.
Fair. Anth, how many guys back then? You have it up.
This is that season. I still have that season up.
Okay, so how many guys had over 120?
I get Brian's point. I see what he's saying. You had other guys that were having big seasons, but it's still the gap isn't equivalent because you have. You have Lemieux with 141 there. In third place, you had, this is stupid, it's Paul Coffey with 138 points. But.
Defensemen were getting that kind of numbers.
But then you have 131, 123, 122, 116, 110, 105, 105, 104, 102, 102. That's it. So that's you had 13 guys over 100 points.
How many 100 point guys did we have last year? Seven?
Yeah, but hold on. It's kind of relative.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying, like, it's not that huge a difference to only have 13 guys over 100 points.
Yeah, if you bring the rest of the league down,
it's about half the difference. So if you had what, 15, Anth, you said?
13.
13. So cut that in half is what, 6.5? And you had seven today. Like last year, I think you had seven with 100 point guys last year, if I'm not mistaken. So the bottom end tier guys are getting more points.
Yeah.
That's where you make up the difference. Whereas this year, your one guy is like so above and beyond.
Yeah, I think it's also guys.
I get what you're saying.
When
the
you
margin
get from 75, it's when you get from 75 to 100, you probably have a shit ton more guys back then getting that than you do now.
Eight guys last year.
The way the game was played.
Eight had over 100 points.
Yeah.
Like, I think, don't get me wrong, I think we're trending to more guys getting more points. Like, I think that's the way the NHL's going. Maybe this year is just the anomaly. Like, could be that, but
I think we'll put up a poll this week.
It's a cool...
Ask the audience if they think that McDavid should be exempt from leagues. Maybe we're going to get shit on in there.
Oh, yeah. We might. We could be, but... Yeah.
I just want to throw it out there. I'm not on board with this. I think it's stupid. He has to...
Me neither. I think it's stupid, too.
Don't get me wrong.
No, I'm not saying right now we should do it, but I think, like, another 2-3 years where this guy's...
torching the league.
Head and shoulders above everyone else, then it's a cheat code.
Especially in points league. Like, don't get me wrong. Like I said, in head-to-head leagues, you can get away with it.
Yeah, you want to know what else is stupid, guys? The Bruins hitting 50 wins and 105 points already and clinching
a playoff
spot on March 11th. What the hell is going on?
A month before the playoffs.
That's insane.
Absolutely crazy.
You know,
they're going to... If you got Bruins in your on your team,
offload them.
I've Bergeron, DeBrus, McAvoy. Bergeron's probably going to play like not that much over the last couple weeks. I'm sure when I need him most, probably.
Well, yeah, they have an 11 point lead on second place, like on the President's Trophy race. 11 point lead, like would have to absolutely shit the bed just to lose that. So yeah, you probably will see them. Benching some guys down the stretch, you know, resting.
Is that? I wonder how good that is for.
No, that's a whole other debate, but.
Yeah, right. I mean, like product on the ice. Like, I wonder if they're gonna take away not necessarily from their mojo, but like their flow, their play. Like, I know they're professional athletes and they could probably turn on at any point, but like I know guys like I know Giordano said it himself. He wants to play more. Like I don't think the guys on
that Bruins team want to sit. Maybe they want to just go for.
That's
like,
what I mean.
Crazy
I think
that,
like you lose some.
Yeah, it's true. You lose a little bit of mojo. Like, but I was talking to Marco, a good friend of ours, big Bruins guy. I think he was saying like every. I don't know. The Bruins have like a bunch of back to backs where they're home and then they travel for one game and then they're back home on like.
Send Providence.
Yeah, and he was saying that. Like he could see Bergeron like not going on those trips or something like that.
Well,
anyway, speaking of the Bruins, if you bet them this year, you're probably laughing if you rode them all year, and hopefully you were doing that by using a great tool known as BetStamp, where you could find the best lines, the best odds for any bet that you're looking to place. Said it before, and we'll say it, I guess, one last time, maybe one more time, I think, actually. But you know, you shop for anything, you should look for the best deal, and that goes for gambling as well, sports betting. BetStamp is a great tool where you can do just that, and we want to hook you guys up and join BetStamp. Use the referral code FHB when you sign up, get started, start making some money. And if you want some free bets and a bunch of sports books, just reach out. We'll hook you up with that.
Can you sprinkle on teams like to miss, like to lose out in a certain round in the playoffs? Like right now, or do you have to wait for the playoff matches?
You might have to wait for the playoffs to start,
or find a bookie.
Some sports books might offer that. Okay. Yeah.
Imagine if anyone, like, just imagine bet stamping the Bruins all season long, like just finding the best odds on them. In any game, all 64 games they've played, you would be way up right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think you'd be up, but the juice you'd have to pay for them to win games because they're.
Yeah, like they've lost nine games in regulation.
Averaging minus 250 every game, right?
Oh, yeah. They've had big time favorites, and like they are big time favorites in a lot of games, but. Well, I mean, yeah, you'd have to have some balls and put some money down.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, the same kind of situation is with McDavid and the Hart Trophy. I think I listened to something last week or whatever, and the odds were like, I don't even know the odds, but the guy said you basically have to bet $100 just to win $1.
For him to win the Hart?
Profit. Yeah, for him to win the Hart.
Yeah.
Like it's...
I was going to say, it would be interesting with the Bruins to see how many times they've won by more than a goal, because that's when you get some money, right? Playing the spread. Okay, let's get to one quick question on Instagram from @MarkSangarat. Hope I'm saying that right, Mark. He asked, is Dawson Mercer a legit pickup? Wanted to answer this one specifically because just wanted to give Mercer some love. 20 points on a 12-game point streak. 49 points in 65 games this year. Mercer's getting it done for the Devils. Jeez. Absolutely worth a legit pickup right now. You're at that point in the season where you need to ride hot hands. So I just wanted to point that out.
A guy like Mercer, you look and you see that he was a first-round pick, and he's only in his sophomore season. So you can trust a guy like that more when he's on a run like this, because it might just hint at a bit of an emergence, right? So you can definitely put some stock in what he's doing.
Hundo P. Some injuries this week. We had Cam Talbot gone for 3 weeks, probably two, I guess, by this point. Big one, Kirill Kaprizov, 3 to 4 weeks. He had the big Logan Stanley land on him, basically. Didn't look good, but 3 to 4 weeks, good for Mini. He'll be there if they make the playoffs, which I think they should. So not the end of the world.
He won't be there for your Kaprizov. He won't be there for owners that have Kaprizov for the playoffs.
Yeah. I'm playing the guy who does next week, so that's pretty good. Then we had Ryan O'Reilly. Happened earlier last week, but 4 week timetable again, probably three by now. We had Tyler Seguin, not a lot of news on a timetable, but he got cut with a skate, I think, above his knee. So that might be a few weeks at least. Josh Morrissey left the game on Saturday. We're recording this on a Sunday morning. He's doubtful to play tonight. That's a really big one. Yeah, that's brutal for owners. Hopefully it's not too bad. And also Saturday night, Stamkos left the game. Cooper said afterwards that he should be fine, so just keep an eye on that. Hopefully all is well there, but, I mean, there's a chance, especially with Stamkos' injury history. Then one more note, Landeskog, he might miss the entire season. I don't think that's really a surprise to anybody. So might just be... guy who plays game one in the playoffs for Colorado, which would be wild.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the play game all
year. Yeah, the Cooch year.
The Cooch rule.
Okay, week ahead. So heavy nights this week. Standard stuff. Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And they're pretty heavy. So, guys, I mean, we've said it before, right? The fantasy hockey regular season coming to a close, especially head-to-head leagues where playoffs are coming up. So you got to be ruthless with your roster, even more ruthless if you're not in a keeper league. Obviously, with keeper leagues, you got to be mindful of, you know, who might get picked up, who you're keeping and whatnot. But if you're not in a keeper league, it's a one-year league, and you're trying to, let's say, make the playoffs, go ham. Like, get as many man games as you can. So, yeah, with the heavy nights this week being really heavy, you got to look ahead to your rosters. If you have a fringe player that's playing Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, won't get into your lineup, it's time to cut them. And maybe you cut them for one of these guys here. So starting with the Sabres, they probably have the best schedule of them all in terms of games, nights played, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Just saw that Alex Tuch returned to practice. Not sure how long that's going to be, but Greenway's on the top line right now. Not the sexiest name, but playing beside Skinner and Thompson's not so bad. I think he's done kind of well there. Then you had the Leafs, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, so three of those off nights. Their lines are kind of all over the place right now since O'Reilly got hurt. Kerfoot, Yankrock, Lafferty, they're all in favorable positions, but honestly, I don't know. I wouldn't trust any of them personally. I don't know about you, Joe, but I'm not crazy about any of those pickups.
Yeah, maybe Yankrock and Lafferty just because, you know, they might play. I don't. Kerfoot, no. I don't. I'm over him already, even though he's playing with Matthews.
And yeah.
There's some guys that it doesn't matter. It's not going to do anything.
Exactly. But you could sprinkle on the other two.
Yeah.
But if you need hits or blocks and stuff like that, like a guy like McCabe who's getting the shutdown minutes, playing penalty kill, he's one that you can grab on the blue line if you need to.
Yeah. If you're watching on YouTube or you're listening on a podcast and you haven't heard Anth for a bit, he said he sharted his pants a bit, so he went to go take a dump.
I was wondering.
Oh, he's not going to like this. He's probably laughing on the toilet right now.
I was
now.
Wondering if you were going to out him for that or how we were going to handle the situation. But now that you did it.
Because he has the wireless
now that you did it,
so he's still hearing us.
Yeah. Anth, there's irreparable damage. Do not try to fix those. Just throw them right in the trash.
I thought everybody would get a kick out of that. Okay, moving along. There's also St. Louis, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. So three of those off nights. there's Saad, Vrana, Sammy Blais.
And just an update to our group chat. Anth just called Mike an asshole.
Yeah, here. So, yeah, of the three there, Saad, Vrana, Blais. Blais is going to guarantee get you some hits at least. And so maybe I'll take that. It's having troubles. Let's move along here.
We don't know if the mess is the pod or his underwear.
He can't even end the recording over there. He's shitting up a storm.
That might be it. He might have went to the locker room and might not be returning for the rest of the game here.
Oh, man.
It's okay. We're almost
He's not going to return to overtime like Bobby Lou was.
Yeah.
Bobby Lou did.
Almost at the finish line. Anaheim, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. McTavish or Fowler, I like here, especially with Klingberg gone. Fowler, power play guy. I think he's been pretty good lately. Washington, very surprised to see that everyone except for Ovi, Carlson, and Kuznetsov are under 50% owned. I guess it's just a product of, I mean, injuries and, you know, Washington not being as great. But that was surprising to me.
Someone riding it right now is Rasmus. So if you want to get on that train, pick him up.
Absolutely. Rasmus Hansdeeds the way to go there. Washington plays Tuesday and then three off nights, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. So there's options there. I was very surprised to see Backstrom only has 12 points in 24 games. Hey, Joe?
Yeah, he's on my ruthless cut list coming up when I do need to cut somebody.
Honestly, with Backstrom?
I like that, ruthless like, cut.
It's tough because you're always thinking like he could be that guy that could like be a difference for you, but at the same time it's just like enough's enough. Thank God I got an injury at a perfect timing in O'Reilly where I could have just activated one of my other guys that I had on the IR that was back. But
this is always the tricky thing. So Backstrom he was on our waivers for a few weeks to start the season. I remember this. I was watching him. I was going to add him. But you get to the point where you're like, this guy, because of the name, and like, he might be an anchor on my team if he doesn't produce because he doesn't do anything else.
And just because of the name.
You know what? So it's very like similar to like the name is Taves. Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like you're expecting something. I know different situations because of the team and who you're playing with, whatever, and the player, but you never know what he could be after that injury, especially that type of injury. So yeah. I've wrote him out because like it's tough. I'm not going to lie, because he's my number one after the trade deadline, because I went full out and he's kind of on the cutting list if I need to start something, because I'm kind of hemmed in and I have really no open spot, streamer spot, unless I just go with one less D. So like a guy like Backstrom is that name, Mike. Like you said, it's
yeah, could be an anchor. All right, continuing on, Colorado, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. So only two of those off nights. Rodriguez and Comfer are both on PP1. I like Colorado to continue picking up wins. And then Minnesota, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday. Again, two of those off nights. Klingberg, Hartman, Johansson. Obviously, the Kaprizov injury hurts the whole team. But Klingberg and Hartman on PP1, if they're going to score, they're especially on the power play, they're probably going to be involved.
I had grabbed Hartman for tonight because I needed him for shots and hits, and who knows if he gets an extra point or two, but yeah. Hartman is a guy.
I mean, he's got that history on Minnesota. Like last year, he had a great year, so
yeah,
it's a good pickup. And then I wanted to give a nod to Orlov being on the top power play unit for Boston. He's probably owned in your league, but just solid spot to be. Not sure how long it's going to last, but it's pretty good. And that's it for the week ahead. Actually, also this week, I looked ahead to the schedule. New Jersey and Tampa play each other three times.
Okay, really? We don't care about matchups anymore. Yeah, the big news is Anth has returned.
Man. Oh, my God.
You know,
okay, roast your brother now. Come on.
All I wanted to say was when you shart on a live podcast, you find out who your real friends are. So, Bri.
We did not. We were.
Brian, I love you.
I'm not your friend. I'm not your friend.
I'm not your friend. Brother. See, I wasn't going to go there. Man. I was going to let it slide. And then once Mike literally, well, you actually opened the floodgates, if you know what I mean. But once Mike actually kind of opened Pandora's box, I was like, wow, okay, now we gotta get tips. We got to see what's going on. I'm worried for my friend.
You know? Man, that was an ordeal.
Yeah.
I'm back, but my underwears aren't.
Oh. Your commando at work? Oh, boy. Commando.
Spicy.
Holy shit. You know when one just...
Hey, by the way, that bus, Anth, how was that runover that Mike threw you under?
Oh, my God. What an
Not as bad as Mike. The runover he did to the toilet.
You know when one just gets away?
Thank God he's a plumber. When
one just gets away from you?
Yeah. You think it's a nice little squeaky fart, and then a little bit of poop, you know.
You feel the heat.
Ooh, and it gets a little mushy.
Anyway, yeah. Can we burn this? Those
shorts tape. Might be garbage, too, now.
Jeez.
Not wearing those on the golf course.
Speaking of that, did you guys hear about Did you see Scotty Scheffler?
The fart?
I think it was... Yeah, was it him or his caddy?
I think it was him, man.
You think?
He broke wind, but he didn't break stride. I'll say that.
But he turned around like as if like.
Yeah, did you like, do that? No, did anyone notice? You know what I mean? It was pretty funny. It was
he must have known his caddy.
It almost sounded fake. The fart. It was too perfect. You know what I mean?
But
I didn't hear this.
In searching that at work. He apparently did one at like whether it was him or his caddy, like the same situation happened at last year's Master.
Yeah, listen
on like Scheffler in a tee box.
Scheffler, situation hey, we from he watching Full Swing, we know he likes his coffees. And obviously, he doesn't take care of all his business before he gets on the round. So
he was wearing white pants that day too.
Both him and the caddy were. The moral of the story is Scotty Scheffler and our boy Anth are very similar in both the shirt factor and the golf game.
Oh God, you can't, you can't say that. I was worried if you were going to say that. You cannot. He's about Sheffield.
I was trying to give you. I was trying to give you props and give you whatever. Thank you, but
no,
I
mean, he's trying to jinx him so Minwoo Lee wins today.
No, Scheffler. Scheffler's got this today. Yeah. Scheffler will be
like I really knew what was going on at the players.
Lee is a stoic.
You did not know that Scheffler's in the lead right now at the players going into Sunday?
No.
Wow.
Oh no. Last time I heard, the only golf I get updated is when I'm actually listening to the show I work on. And the last time I knew was Svensson and yeah, I know. Svensson and somebody else were tied for the lead.
Yeah, Svensson, you want to talk about a sharding
in the lead? Who gives a shit?
That's the only reason why
you
want to
talk about a sharding. How about yesterday dunking it in the water there for Svenner?
Oh. What about Remy or Remy on Chad? Friday? Oh, geez, Remy.
Can't talk golf with Joe.
No. That reminds me.
I only know what I get from my show.
That reminds
show.
Me
That's
of
it.
The Woods chat that you guys had the other pod that I wasn't on. I was just shaking my head listening to Joe talk about Tiger Woods.
Oh, okay, we got to stop with this Tiger shit. Like, he's sucks. He's never going to He's not going to win. He's not going to finish top five in any tournament going
the
forward.
The guy didn't even play this
put
weekend.
Put him on the senior tour. Put him on the seniors tour already.
He's not. He plays four tournaments a year. Tour. He needs.
Yeah.
Well, wait the 10 years or 5 years, whatever he is.
He's going to play four tournaments a year. And maybe after the Masters, yeah, he needs ends it. Because he can't play. He's dead.
He can't play.
He's propped done. Up.
Me and Bri are on the same page.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's, you know.
Yeah, but the difference is
Bri. Watching him play golf. But
yeah,
it's,
Bri wants
I don't
to
think
see
he's going
to
win. Yeah, I do. But
Bri
I don't think
he's going to win. You're just like, I hate this guy. I hope he loses.
Well, yeah, because you guys are fans. I don't care. Mm. It's just I don't think he will.
Yeah, no, I don't think he will.
You know, you got to be the only man I know who doesn't want to see Tiger Woods win again.
Honestly.
Listen, I want to see him win and then victory lap at a Perkins, and let's just see what happens from there. You know what I mean? I'm all about it.
Well, he's going through some legal shit already. Yeah,
well,
again.
He's going through another situation, so...
Yeah.
Well, what's going on now?
What he did?
His fiance or his girlfriend had broken up or something.
His ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Suing him.
Yeah. No. She's alleging that he broke up with her and he wasn't sure or he didn't think that she was going to leave their house. So he told her they were going on vacation, dropped her off at the airport and locked her out.
And told her that his people drove her to the airport and said, once they got to the airport, sorry, the locks, you're being locked out. You can't go back home.
That is
no
vacation.
That's useless. Yeah,
if that's
no
true, that is a
it's like some
power
kind of NDA that
move.
Was signed to. Or I don't
if
know.
That's true, that is slapping your dick on the table and saying, I run this shit.
Yeah,
and
well,
I
some kind of sexual assault, something or other, too involved.
Yeah,
in that.
The media thinks that like people are going to be like hate him for that for stuff like that, and everyone's just like, I
if
love
they
him
didn't...
even more now.
Yeah, exactly.
If there's anybody who's like bulletproof, it's pretty it's well him, man.
Yeah. He's gone through some.
He
shit.
He survived what he survived, and still has the halo over his head.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
He still sucks.
He's a mess.
At golf, but he.
Joe, you
we're
like,
done here.
Come on, man.
We're done. That's all.
No, sorry. Let's say he doesn't suck at golf because he can still hit it. He can still play. It's just surviving the four rounds. Nah, not gonna happen.
All right. Okay, we'll do hot Masters talk in
about
a month.
Yeah, Joe. When he wins again, I'm sharding in your coffee.
Okay, yeah. go for it.
Austin Power style.
Ew.
I won't drink it, but you can go for it. You can.
He'll like. Like you roofie someone, he'll just shart roofie you.
Save those underwears, Ant. Save those underwear.
Sharky. All right.
I tried to protect you, and I'm getting
we're
sharded
getting
on
here.
For
Let's
it.
Wrap it up.
We're getting, we're getting crazy.
Ant's sharded. It really devolved from there, and it's been 20 minutes. So let's wrap this up.
We're just gonna edit that out. You know, might have some
absolutely
female
not.
Friends to this. That's gotta go.
Okay. On that note, guys, of course, thanks for listening as always. Big week coming up in your fantasy leagues. Most
only
likely.
A few more left in some pools.
Good luck, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, guys, thank you for listening. Have a great week.
Ciao.
Bonne note.